Minnie, she called me. She couldn't be. You know, it's something about us. We like Rhoda. We pray, and then when it comes, we wonder how Peter got there. You know, you pray that the Lord would raise me up, then when I come in, you say, what you doing? Praise the Lord. Yes. Hey, Abelson, I'm going to let you, you can stand there, I only got to say this, so it'll get down in you. You know, I was talking to somebody, and I was saying, you know, the Lord raised me up in 7 days. He told me he was going to raise me up in 7 days. And when I stood up, I'm outside of myself. I'm looking, Lord, I'm like you, kind of, you know. But I praised God, and I said, I walked through the house. Honey, say you walk. I said, honey, yeah, I'm walking. Hey, man, I don't know what he think. He ain't told his tale. I don't know what he think. But the Lord healed that sciatic nerve. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When I went to the hospital, they told me, so you got here just in time. Your doctor is here and everything. They rolled me right up and took me right over here. And when we was out there about an hour and a half, I guess. We wasn't there all day. But I just want to thank the Lord. Listen, and when we was in the radiologist, I said, I'm going to be all right. I don't know what's the matter with me. I said, but I'm going to be all right. I said, I'm going to be all right. I told her, I said, I'm going to be all right. There's something about your mouth. It's your words. Your words have power. Then I saw while I was there, I'm telling you, God worked on me. Woo, Jesus. And all kept it. Only believe. All things are possible. Just believe. I don't know. I was believing. I said, Lord, I know you said you're going to get me up in 7 days. And on the seventh day, I was able to stand. I can't tell you what I went through. Honey, I went through, Jesus. Whoever had that, God bless your soul. It's a terrible thing. I wouldn't wish it on nobody. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, I heard, and the enemy called me, said, you know, it takes about 3 months. I said, the devil will lie. And it takes this and the people. But then God began to send people to me telling me what he had done. I was down 2 months. I was down. I even called somebody by mistake. And then she was telling me what God. I tell God, y'all just praise God. We ought to come into the house of the Lord praising God. Like Sister Gerda coming. She come in singing. We ought to all come in singing about a God that can do anything. He can do anything. Absolutely anything you can believe he can do. Just keep on prophesying to yourself. I prophesize to my eyes. I prophesize to myself. I prophesize to myself, sister. I do. I say, you hear the word of the Lord. If this brother could get up and prophesy, praise the Lord, to them dry bones, hallelujah, I prophesy to, okay, eyes, you got to see. Hallelujah. I say, you got to see. I don't care what nobody say. And I just get off to myself. Get off to yourself. Stop getting around people. Get off to yourself. Sometimes you have to get off to yourself and let God talk to you. Sometimes people can't say nothing. And when they say something, they don't mean no harm. They don't really mean no harm. Well, honey, you better do so and so and so and so. Now, you believe it for something. Honey, you know that, you know what so and so did. You know, they don't mean a bit of harm. But Tawana, I told the Lord, I said, God, you got to get me up because I got to be at that memorial. I say, I don't care if I just slide in there. I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to sing no song. I don't want to talk. I'm crazy, ain't I? I say, they don't even got to know I'm here. I say, but when I'm going to put my arms around Tawana, that's all I want to do is hug Tawana when I get there. And then when she went out, I said, uh-oh, no, devil. And I hugged her. But I don't know what he did for you, but I'm telling you that what I felt in my heart, I imparted to you. I believe you can impart things to people, but you got to keep yourself out. Keep yourself quiet. And God did it. He kept me dry. I spoke the rest. He said, now I'm going to see where you rest now. I couldn't get up. Yeah, I'm going to rest now. I can't get up. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God did many things to your pastor while I was there that week, however long it was. He did a lot for me, inside and out. I just want to thank him and I give him praise. I just give him praise. Brother, I don't know if they called you, but I was out. My husband been taking care of me for over a week. Bless his heart. Y'all give him a cut. And he say I was a bad patient, by the way. She said, boy, she's something else. Girl, take this medicine. Honey, did you do something? He ripping and running. He gumping up. And I'm saying, I'm not looking because, see, Dad got arthritis. I'm looking. I said, oh, God, you got to get me up from here. But he took care of me. You need this, and you need that, and you need the backpack. You need that, and you need it. He was just running around like a little child. And I said, Lord, bless him. Bless him. But God want to bless everybody. I said, God want to bless you. I couldn't walk. I just, praise the Lord. I was telling my left side. I said, all right, left side. You got to help me here now. That's it. Put a crutch under here. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. It was a horrible thing. I said, what's a horrible thing? And I thought, oh, you know about it? Oh, Lord, have mercy. And when I talked to this lady, see, the devil, he don't know what he's doing. See, he don't know what he's doing when he did. He should have never did that. Now everybody that got sciatic, I got something in my heart for him. I believe I put my hands on you, God gonna heal you. He ain't got a bit of sense. Y'all sit up here scared of this devil, go, ooh. He ain't got a bit of sense. He ain't got no sense. Because if he did, he wouldn't have did that. Because I said, now, Lord, everybody with sciatic, you're going to heal them. Everybody with sciatic, I'll lay my hands on, he's going to heal them. Everybody got sciatic, and I lay my hands, he's going to heal you. You know, now, if I tell y'all, here's another thing about us now. Don't y'all get offended with me now. I told somebody, I said, it take about 2 months. I said, no. I said, no, the Lord touched me in 7 days. They don't believe it. Now, if I'd have told them I went to the doctor and got cut here from there, and they did this and they did that, they go, oh, my Lord. Come on, children of God. It's time for us to believe in our God that we talk about. She has given me hope. Because in prayer on Wednesdays, we love till we kiss the weak, try to hold up, and we just say, Lord, oh, God. But sometimes when God come down and whoop and answered our prayer, oh, he answered our prayer. Praise the Lord. And here kissed Sister Gerda. She, and we was listening. We was in prayer one Wednesday, and she went and she said, whoopee. I don't know if I ever heard that part, though. When I'm out here with me, she said, whoopee, we was praying. She said, whoopee, praise God, I'll do something for you this morning. He'll do something for you this morning that you didn't know he could do. I said, God is in this place, and he's going to do for you what you didn't know he could do. My heart be broken. I sit and people having a good time, my heart broke. Because all I can see is what I want to do for people. And all I want to see is, God, help us to believe you. I'm crazy. I want to believe him for everything. He's my all in all. He's my all in all. Praise God. I'm glad to be back. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. As I was going through, and I want to thank God. I really thank God. I did. I said, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And my husband, I tell you, he was, you know when people love you. He did it from love. He really did. I mean, he just didn't want me to hurt nowhere. He'd be getting up through the night like somebody with a child. Getting up, honey, this morning got me, honey, you want to cut the fan? I ain't going to tell you nothing else what didn't happen. See, the devil was just a lie. And I told Dad, I said, you know, the Lord has just done everything for Al. I said, but he deserved it. Let me tell you what, you got to lay down some stuff to get. Come on now. You got to love each other. And then when come time, your time come, they'll love you. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, praise. I was talking to Brother Al and his precious love. And I said, you know, Al, you know, the enemy really been messing with our church. I say, first it was something, and then it's something else, and so something else, and something else. And I said, and then he had the nerve. Got John, I said, my air conditioner out. He said, what? Your air conditioner out? I said, Lord, sit him down, Lord. Don't let him run over here about the air conditioner. I wasn't saying it for that reason. I know you're good. But that's the way it is. That's what love will do. I said, look, will you stand just a minute? Let us pray. Praise God. I'm going to try to be, I'm going to try to be a pastor up here. Father, we want to thank you. I just want to praise you, Lord. And I want you today, Lord, to deliver. Deliver, Lord, for discouragement. Deliver from bitterness. Deliver, Lord, hallelujah, from whatever people need today, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let them begin to say, Lord, deliver me from whatever it is, because you can do anything. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Rohi. You are Jehovah Shanu. You are Jehovah Shammah. You can do anything, God. You are righteousness, our peace. You are everything, God. How are we going to shout unless we know what we're shouting about? Israel shouted because she knew what she was shouting about. Hallelujah. So we just thank you this morning, God. I praise you for this morning. And I thank you, Lord. I pray that the Holy Spirit, oh God, will take this service and continue to take it. And Lord, take it to a new level. Take it to another level, Lord. Praise the Lord and bless your people today. And use your servant, because I can't do a thing without you. I just want to thank you, Lord, for your love and your kindness and your tender mercy. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Turn around and tell somebody and say, I know God is real. Hallelujah. We had an old song, and it came to me, hopped my heart many times when I was laying there and thinking, and doing this and doing reading and then doing this and doing whatever. Hallelujah. And a song came to my heart. I know what I'm going through, and I wrote it down, and I hope I don't know if Allison can play it. You ever heard I Know a Great Savior? I do, don't you? Oh, that's an old one there. I'm going to sing this song because it's my testimony. I know a great Savior. I do. Don't you? And I live by his favor. I do. Don't you? For grace I employ him. I worship before him. I love and adore him. I do. Don't you? Too high. I need him to lead me. I do. Don't you? Heaven's manner to feed me. I do. Don't you? Whatever betides me, I need him beside me to lead me and guide me. I do, don't you? The last verse say, I want him to use me. I do, don't you? Heaven's manner to feed me. I do, don't you? I want him to own me. To own and confess me, completely possess me. I do, don't you? We had an old lady in the soul, you sang that song. Just move me. I do, don't you? That's an old song. It's true. I want the Lord to use me. Hallelujah. I want you to turn with me to the 27th chapter of Psalms. I was praying. I said, Lord, we need some lifting up in here. But when I come in here, everybody was so lifted up. And praise the Lord and on their way. And praise the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't know what kind of church I'm going to. But hallelujah. Nobody's trying to jump on you. And I be trying to pray that I don't be out of order. Praise the Lord. But I told Didi was going to leave today going south. And, the Lord know how to bless you. And I said, Dee, I hate because me and Dee kind of talks almost every day. And I love to hear her voice and a couple other kids, all they call me, And so she said, no, Ma, I ain't going to after service. And that did it. You know, I don't know how he does it. It don't have to be what you think. Look for your blessing. Look for your deliverance. Just look to God. He got many ways of doing things. And it ain't nothing like you going to think he going to do it in. Because I was going through something. They all said something that didn't relate to that. But it helped me and it brought me out of what I was going through. So the Lord today, I hope that he bless you. And Dee Dee, I want to thank you for coming. Is she going? She leaving, huh? Y'all leaving tomorrow? Now you trying to bless me up here good. I'm trying to stay down here now. Watch out now. And I really thank the Lord for you precious ones. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, sister. That's so sweet. And you know, you come, and like I told, we was talking once, I think me and Elle, you don't come here for me. Hello. You come to meet with the Lord. Because he say, well, one or two, he'd be in the midst. So you ought to come because he going to be here. If you start coming like that, you might leave here with your miracle. Because when you in his midst, he going to do what he say. You got to stop coming, trying to come for people. Stop doing that, children of God. David said, I was glad when they said to me, let me go to the house of the Lord. I want to be there. I want to be in the house of the Lord. Something about the house of the Lord. It's something about when I see sister and brother Flippo. It's something about when I see that. It's something about when I see you all. Praise the Lord. It strengthens me. Praise the Lord. And he just might give you something. Y'all don't believe that, do you? Thank you, Jesus. I remember when Brother Mark, he can give her a testimony to this. He came, his hips was all out of place. Now, ain't nobody in here got no more than nobody else got. It's Jesus. Say, Jesus. He come in here hobbling, and all of them, I said, what's the matter with you, Brother Mark? He said, both of my, your hips or something was, praise the Lord. I said, he didn't make it no further than that back seat. I'm not listening. Listen to me good now. He made it no further than the back seat. I said, sit down. In the Holy Ghost, he touched him. He touched him. He said, I'm going to do what Jackie did. And he ran over here. He said, I'm going to do what, then he said, I'm going to do what Jackie did. He ran up there. Y'all looking at me. Y'all looking at me. You tell the Lord, this is my day. This is my day to get what I need from God. This is my day to touch my God. You got to stop looking at other people. It's my day to get what I need from my God. Because the Lord is my light. The Lord, he didn't say she was your light. He said the Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. Come on, children of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I give him all the praise and the glory because he's been real to me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So whom shall I fear? Don't sit up here worried about things. You ain't got nothing to fear. Because the Lord is your light, your salvation. We're sitting here, some right here. I know what he's saying here. Some people, they be so dark, it's just like you don't know how to get out of this. I don't know who I'm talking about, but it just be so dark. I see somebody, they just don't know which way to go. They don't know what to do. But the Lord is your light. Quit trying to figure it out. Quit trying to get you your path out. Quit trying to do that. Hallelujah. But speak the word only. That's what that man told Jesus. Say, you speak the word and my servant will be healed. So if you speak the word only, you'll get something from God. You have to say, Lord, you say you my light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my healer. The Lord is my everything. God is. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he said, hallelujah, Jesus, the Lord is the strength of my life. You ain't got no strength? You don't just battle all you can. I ain't talking to Sister Gerda because she done already told us she's living up there. We ain't bringing her nowhere down. I tell you, but the Lord, he's a good God. Hallelujah. I say he is a good God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all going to be really shouting when the Lord do this. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes come upon me. This is David. To eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. You know, this was a man I can see. I said, Lord, he really did some things that I guess he never thought he'd have got to the place he was. You know, you got to really trust in God. When David killed that bear and that lion, you wouldn't have never told David, you know, you're going to get married and you're going to take somebody's wife and you're going to do this and that. He said, who are you talking to? You got to trust in God. Don't ever get so high and mighty that you don't think nobody can help you. I don't know who I'm talking about. I've learned, you know, I've been preaching a long time. And sometimes I'll be saying things and people say, thank you, Sister Davis. I say, oh, don't thank Sister Davis, it's God. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes come upon me, David say, they stumble and fail. They want to eat my flesh. They want to just destroy me. You think can't nobody destroy you? Listen, can't nobody destroy you. There's not a human hand that can destroy you. When God is your light, who can you be afraid of? The Lord is our light. Who should I fear? Ain't no devil in hell. If he could, he'd been done destroyed. If the devil could get you, he'd had you out a long time ago. Don't you know that? Do you who you think keep you in the street? These people driving up knots, and I don't know what the, maybe he had some against this dude. Drove up, took a gun and shot him. And people ain't asking you, come out. I'm gonna get let's go at it. No, they're gonna go home and get their gun and shoot you. I advise, me and Daddy talk about this. Saints, you don't need no gun. Hello? You don't need a gun. Because if you got one, you're going to use it. Sooner or later, you don't need a gun. All you need is Jesus. And more of him. And more of him. And more of him. And more of him. Gun too heavy. Amen. You need him. Hallelujah. I was going to call Al in because I'm going to do something. I'll whisper tell him. He said, though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. It looked like the whole hell. Don't you say, Lord, we've heard this. Boy, all hell done broke out. But that's what people feel like that sometimes. I told the Lord, I said, God, you know, praise the Lord, this church has really been going through something. I said, we've been going through, what is this? I said, but I know you got something up. I said, the devil is alive. You got something up, like my sister say, up something up your sleeve. You got, what is this that you want? So now I must humble myself. What is this that you want? Because you got something up. We've been through, Lord. Then I say, how's our report card looking? Did we make an A, a B? What did we make? Doing pretty good. I said, we're going pretty good. Then Gerda come in. I said, that looked like an A. Then the one to call me, I said, that looked pretty good there too. Then Al came in this morning and saw his truck. I said, oh, we got an A+ there, Lord. I told him, I say, the Holy Ghost have taught you well. Praise God. Nothing shall move me. Nothing shall move me from the will of God, from the way of God, from what I'm supposed to do. Nothing going to move me. No sickness going to move me. No disappointment's going to move me. I'm going to keep on pressing until I see my God in peace. Long as I got a foot to walk, I'm going to walk. Long as I got a mouth to speak, I'm going to talk. Long as I got hands, I'm going to do nothing shall move me. Make your man up. Make your man up. And then I saw myself come to Al. I should have told you what I'm going to do, Al. No Bibles around there. What you gonna do? Here come trouble. What you going to do? The reading of the Bible, you're going to have it. So what you going to do? Trust him. Okay, you can't pay your bills. And you was go to this, but you ain't got that no more. What you going to do? Call upon him. Okay, what you going to say to him? How you going to say to him? I know I caught you. I should have made you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We ain't got that written down there. He's all right. He's my Jehovah Jireh. Come on now. He's my all. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You got to have this down in you. The word got to be down in you. They put you in a prison where you can't read. The word has got to be down in you. You got to hide the word in your heart. I ain't got time to read. You ain't got time not to read. You don't have time not to read. And reading his word and loving him is getting to be what I'm supposed to do. You know what I mean? I read and I have, it's as a teacher, I usually read and I, but now I'm digging. What you saying there, Lord? Whoopee, look at that. Praise the Lord. I'm beginning to see things, you know what I'm saying? The word is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I'm going to tell you, when you got the word down in you, hallelujah, something happens in you. And you don't know what you got in you until you go through your trials. Until you go through some trial, you don't know what to do. Do I got anything in me? And that's when you learn. Amen. So don't be pushing away. God knows what he's doing. He take you through something, just go through. And when he come out, if you got enough word, you're going to come out. You're going to come out because you ain't going to be around, see, like other folk doing. You ain't going to be up in the kitchen, oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. No, you're going to be saying, the Lord is my life. The Lord is my salvation. I'm walking in the light. I'm walking in my salvation. I know you're coming through. I know you're going to do it. You said you're going to do it. Hallelujah. I'm looking for you to move, God. I'm looking for you to move, God. You said it. You go what he said. Because his word is his bond. So he ain't like your friend. They told you they were going to do something and you ain't seen them. He ain't like that. You can trust in his word. I declare you can. I declare you can. Al told me something I ain't telling y'all. Ain't your business. No, I'm going to let you tell your own stuff. But I said, he said, I did it. I said, it's time for us to do something. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yeah, I knew when you said it what you was going to do. But you know, God is good. It's time to try him. Try him. He ain't never done that. How you know? How you know till you try it? When I said this morning, I'm going to pray for everybody beside it. That came through the Holy Spirit. And I just, when I was up here preaching, I said, oh, that's where you were. Okay. Yeah, a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? And I believe when I stick my hands on you, you're going to get healed. I'm going to tell you what God did for us. Okay, Wednesday, I got up in my knee. That, you know what I'm saying, baby. That sciatic was done. I didn't know what it was. So I grimaced up out the bed and I said, there's something wrong with my hip. I'm going. So I said, good Lord. So I walk a little bit. I didn't know what it was, dude. So a girl called Wednesday. She needed her lights on. And we got to be over to the Quiver River before 12. Oh, God. I'm got the check in my pocket to pay for her light bill, to keep her lights on. Praise God. So I'm kind of trying to walk. And I'm still not knowing what's wrong with me, girl. My hip hurting. I said, oh, God. I said, Bridget, my hip is hurting me. I don't know what's the matter with me. So we got in the car. She drove on over. Now, this is Wednesday. She drove on over there. Praise the Lord. We got to be at her house at 12 o'clock. When we got to her house, I'm hurting so bad I can't hardly stand. I'm going to faint if you don't get me out this house. And I'm standing, I'm leaning up on the chairs and doing this one of things, not knowing what. Amen. She was talking, and praise God, she said, we've been trying to sell this house. And all of a sudden, I say, what? We ain't been able to sell my house. So we've been trying to sell the house. Come on, you can ready to shout now. We've been trying to sell the house. And all of a sudden, the Lord gave me strength. I said, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. She said, you know, the lady keep trying to drop the thing so she can get her money. But if I drop it anymore, I ain't getting money. I said, no, he ain't going to drop nothing. Let's pray. And when we prayed, we was out for lunch yesterday. The phone kept on ringing. And the phone rung again. And the phone rung again. I said, Bridget, answer that woman. She said, oh, Mama, I can call her back. I said, she done called you 3 times. And what she said, it must be something really good. I better call her back. She answered the phone. She said, the girl was screaming, God, I sold my house. My house got sold. What you scared of? Well, I ain't old enough. You got Jesus. He's scared of you. Devil scared of everybody that except Christ. He don't want you to grow. He don't want you to think that you got power over him. We got power over the devil. Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the devil, and shall never by any means hurt you. Do you believe that? She said, tell your mama, thanks for praying. Now I'm hobbling on back. But you know, that kind of made my feel a little bit better there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I slayed there, and Dad was just so sweet. Just running back and forth. I said, Lord, you got to get me up out of this bed. And the Lord said, you got to get up. And now listen, here's it is. Here, this is good here. I won't tell it, but this is good. Now, they gave me some pain pills. And every 4 hours, Dad made sure I would take them pain pills. And I'm, you know, I ain't a pill taker. I said, I don't take these pain pills. I said, Ernie, he said, honey, you got to take the pain pills. I said, honey, I don't want to take no more than things. And the Holy Ghost said, drink plenty of water. He said, drink plenty of water. And I didn't know. I said, okay. So I was drinking. Somebody gave me some candy with a jar of candy like this. And I filled it up every day, and I drank it and make sure I knew what to drink. I drank. I drank plenty of water. You're like it told me. So around about the 6th day, I'm pretty feeling good. The Lord touching me now. I'm touching me now. On the 7th day, he touched me. And I ain't going to tell y'all how I got out of bed. You know about it, honey. I'm holding on to everything. 1, 2, 3. Up out the bed, you know. You're laying down. 1, 2, 3. Oh. I think I need a whole lot of oohs and ahs. So on the 7th day, the Lord said, you ain't got to count no more. You can get up. He done touch me. He done touch me. He's real. He'll do what he say. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. And I told this girl, I'm going to tell y'all, God did this for me for a purpose. You see, I'm standing here telling you about a God that can do anything. I got to know this in my heart. I got to know that he's a God that can do anything. So I got to go through some things. So don't you worry about when you see me go through, because I'm going to come through. That side devil, he really got his mess. Ooh, he really got messed up today. Y'all get ready. Anybody with side, he got to go. I say he got to go. So I just thank the Lord. I just, good Lord from Mount Zion. I just really thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you. I just don't know how to thank him. I just thank you, Lord. The Lord is my light. Yes. If he say he your light, he your light. You in darkness, you don't know what to do, he your light. Say, Lord, you ain't got no business being in no darkness. You ain't got the business. Saints ain't got no business being nowhere they ain't supposed to be. Now, that's the truth, if it's me. We ain't supposed to be down. We're getting up from here. Come on now, get up. Children, get up. You know, Samana, I'm so glad to see you looking so well. I better put my glasses on, make sure I'm looking right. Yeah, yeah. Got that smile. All right. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad you're looking well. You cry some. It hurts. It hurts. Hallelujah. But people are going to be looking at you. How did she sprain back so fast? I know when my son died, my mama died, my papa died, it took me about a year to get straightened out. Hallelujah. But it ain't going to take you that long, honey. You ain't going through no year to get straightened out. You ain't going through no month to get straightened out. God is touching you now, and you're going to get up here and be a testimony, and you're going to tell them, say, I serve a God that's able. If he dead, hallelujah, raise my spirit wherever I am. He's going to help me. He's my God. He's my hope and my strength. Woo! You're going to tell him. You're going to tell him. He got to have somebody to tell him. You know, you got to be shown up. Look, they said, well, I remember. I wonder what she did. Girl, what you taking? You know, now my mama took salalalaba. You know, you can't even pronounce that mess you be taking. I said, what that got in that mess? I can't even read it. I don't know what they're giving me. Hallelujah. But if I go get the word, the Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. He's my Jehovah Rohi. He's my healer. He's my Jehovah Shalom. He's my peace. He's my Jehovah. This thing works. I dare you to try it. I say, I dare you to try it. We're going to get that telephone call pretty soon, Jackie. Amen. From Tennessee. And y'all think I'm acting crazy now. Y'all wait. We get that telephone. It ain't that he ain't done it before, because he did it once before. I said, but Lord, I know I'm coming back now. You may be down, but God going to bring you back. Just like he bringing Pastor back. He going to bring you back. Where you been? No, get up and go on. Hallelujah. The way may be hard, but you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Some people have been in the battle. They've been, you know, beat up and don't know what they're going to do. And especially if you've been in this thing a long time. You get, you know, the devil try to beat you up. But I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah. We got what it take to whoop that devil. Because the Lord said he's going to always be with us, even until the end of the world. And when you get to where you can't knock him down, Jesus will step in front of you. And you just got to... God is going to rescue you. Somebody need rescuing today. Somebody need. God said he promised. I don't care where you are. I don't care where you are. Hallelujah. Can't get along at home. I don't care. Take it all. You get ready, sister. I just don't care where you are. I've learned this. Through this. Now, you know, I've been in this thing a long time. I just started. I've been here since I was, I started teaching Sunday school when I was 14. You know, I've been here a long time. But, you know, the times I followed the Lord, I've learned something. When I believed in him, I learned more than when I tried to do things on my own. Now, I had to learn that I could not do things on my own. But it was a learning process. So don't beat yourself down now. Praise the Lord. You got to learn how to trust him. But I tell you, whatever you trust him for, I don't care where you are. Hallelujah. The bigger the thing is, the better it's going to look for him. He say for his glory. He going to bring you up for his glory. For his glory, D. For his glory. He ain't going to just heal you because you need healing. He going to bring it for his glory also. And the people around you've been talking to. Girl, people tired of church. You can't hardly get people to come to church no more. Unless you got a big sum, which I don't have. So I got to do it right, sis, because I ain't got all this paraphernalia to get folks in here. The people here want to be here. That's right. Did the choir sing today? No, the choir didn't sing today. Praise the Lord. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying, but Jesus is here. Though the choir didn't sing, he sang. Did you know the Bible said the Lord sings over you? So I thought, I said, the Lord's singing over me. I got to get some songs together here now. So I went and got me some old song books, Allison. Song books I had put up, but it tore off the I got a song book from down home. It's about 50 years old. I said, some of these songs, sister, I used to didn't like. Amazing. I used to didn't like them songs. All them old sad songs. But Lord, now, amazing grace, how sweet a sound that saved a wretch like me. I tell you that, them songs sound good to me now. And they had one in the front of the book, Jesus Only. I said, oh, Lord. And then, you know, old sister, yeah. I said, oh, goodness. But I got my book out. I said, Jesus Only. And I started saying it. I said, Lord, thank you. I sure was crazy, wasn't it, Lord? Just as silly as I could be. Hallelujah, Jesus. I said, them people, I'm one of them today. I like them old hymns now. I'm sorry, children, I like the old hymns. You get moved when you sing them old hymns. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. You know, them new songs y'all do not move your flesh around. Come on. Speak the truth, Pastor. Make me feel good. Make your flesh feel good. But you started singing Amazing Grace. You started singing some of them old hymns what them mothers wrote. And then people wrote when they was in their sorrows and knew what they were talking about. You started singing them, and all of a sudden, something in you get to rising up. You get some strength down in you. You get some, oh, I'm glad I went to church. Amen. I know I was. I'm old enough. I need to know now. I like some of them songs, but I'm sorry. I'm just so old-timey. I guess it's past the old-timey. Yeah, you get it right. I am. Amen. But y'all know I have been nice now, cause y'all sang some songs. I'm particularly like, now if I don't just like, I don't like that. Some of them might put up with. I say I don't like that. And they be saying the truth. There's always something they done. Watch the new songs. It's always something I. Okay, now everybody quiet. Amen. But the old rugged cross tells a story about a Savior that died on a cross for my sin. Just for me, I like that. You know, Jesus came and did it just for me. That's okay, I can stand that one. But Jesus came and did it just for you. I'm talking about a Savior who touched your pastor and brought her up and brought her back to church, put her back in the pulpit, feeling good. I'm talking about a Savior. Hallelujah, Lord, who's able, hallelujah, to do whatever you can believe in for. Hallelujah. And I told the devil when I came today, hallelujah, Jesus, I put on my little specs. I said, you just have yourself a defiant. I said, because now I'm going to really kick you. Hey, you just wait, because I'm getting this too. You know, here it was, you know, we had went to the store, Jackie, and me and Dad was in the store, and I saw this lady, and she was bent over like this. And I had never seen too many people like that. And she was bent over like this, and she was walking. I said, and my heart just went out to that woman. I just went out to her. Amen. She was like this. And so she got to, and then she would pull up on the basket like this, but then she would go back down. Listen to this. So when I was going through this thing about the fifth day, I noticed if I do this, I could, you know, kind of halfway walk. I say, devil, you lie. No. No. I'm not, when I get, I'm going to be up like this. You ain't pulling me down. I was like, no. So I laid, I said, Lord. But I noticed when I, so I got, listen, he's the biggest nut. I guarantee if I studied, it's that sciatic nerve that's been damaged that causes people to bend. That sciatic nerve, it comes up from your spine into here and here. And that, and when it's, it, you help me study that, Brother Mark, because I believe the sciatic nerve, Lord, that's what that is. You got nerves that keep you onto your spine, and this goes with it. Oh, your body is so fearfully and wonderfully made. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, when you get sick, don't sit up and cry all the time. You know, I got on my computer and studied about the sciatic. I said, oh, Lord, I'm going, isn't that wonderful? Look at how you did that. Oh, God, look, you something else. Oh, I gave him some praise. He didn't have to wait till the seventh day. No, I praised him the first day, the second day, the third day, fourth day, and I didn't have to make myself praise him because I know I'm going to get up and I'm going to be, oh, God, have mercy upon you. Hallelujah, Jesus. People come in, Al, he didn't see me. I said, Al, you didn't see, he was so, you know, going through. And I was, oh, and I came out, I said, he said, Pastor, you all right? And I jumped up like this. He said, Sister Chiba, wherever. I said, God done heal me, Al. God done heal me. I was out there in the glory. I don't care who see foot. This devil don't care what he do when you're around you. They'll cuss and smoke and flip it in your face. And you can't praise the Lord nowhere. You can't say praise and hallelujah. I'm not telling you to get out nowhere and act a fool. I'm telling you if y'all know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Oh, can't do it. The heck with him. He don't do that around you. I said, he don't do that around you. I said, well, devil, you just getting ready to get your just reward. Because God getting ready to raise up some people that's going to praise him. They're going to praise him in the car. Praise him in the... People be looking, what's the matter with her? They be going in the car. People pass by, you can go there. Praise him in the car. They're going to praise him in the laundromat. They're going to praise him in the store. They're going to praise him everywhere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And here it is, beloved. This ain't the first time I've been through. I was in a car accident. Hallelujah. I mean, it piled up the highway up. And the man I got in the accident with, he said, somebody was in that car with that woman. Somebody was in that car. The Lord took me, stuck me down between the console. My head was in the back, my feet up in the front. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this little guy, he said, oh, lady, I said, you ain't picking me up. I'm too big for you to pick up. He said, oh, lady, let me help you. I said, I'm going to be all right. So I gets out the car and started walking. And he on the this woman is out the car. She's walking. She's walking 250 feet to another car. So this is not, see, I've been through some stuff. I ain't just got here, sister. I've been through some things. I know this God. I know him. I came out with a black eye, and I think some glass got in my ear that I know 2 months later I got out. But I pull everybody, I said, girl, let me tell you about this. See, my eye black. Let me tell you about this God. You see, I was on Highway 70, and such a thing happened. And I was in my car, rolled over. And I was out at a girl, people. And I was in the store. I didn't care who heard me. Now I got to go with this side. Girl, let me tell you about this. Child, I was, girl, I was down. But God healed me. You scared to tell that? Be ashamed of yourself. Be ashamed of yourself. Hallelujah. I think, now look, y'all know me. Let me say about it, y'all know me. Raise hands. All right. You know, I don't want to hurt nobody. But don't get mad at me because I got something else on my mind. People got to have some help. And they got to know that God is real. They got to know there is a God. Not just we just saying God. They got to know it's a God. And the only way they're going to know is through us. That's the only way. Praise the Lord. I feel I could preach another hour, but Holy Spirit, touch your people today. Holy Spirit, there are people in this place that need you. There's people need help. They know they say amen, but the problem's still there. But I know you're going to help them today. you promised. In Jesus' name. You need prayer today, I'm going to help you. We're going to pray together, and that yoke is going to be broken. You need, you got something that you need. Allison, you and Donald come here. You got something that's going to be broken. God going to break it today. He going to break it today. Something that you need. Now, somebody got something you need in this place. Come on now. You better come by the water. It's flowing. You need a move of God. Nobody can help you with this. You know it's going to take God. But I'm going to tell you, God is listening to you. God hear you cry. This is why he let me make this type of thing here. This kind of invitation. Because he's listening to you. Hallelujah. He heard you. God heard you cry. Some of these things I know, I'm not talking about the spirit and looking into the spirit world. I know that you and Donald looking for this and that and another. Hold hands. God sent you to each other.
Right.
This marriage is established by him.